Thousands of Gustav evacuees were bused to Shreveport in northwestern Louisiana. It's about 350 miles from New Orleans. About 2,600 of those evacuees are at an old Sam's Club warehouse that's been converted into a state-run shelter. Wayne Ross arrived there with his fiancée by bus from New Orleans on Saturday night. He says conditions are bad and tempers are wearing thin. Ross says there's no running water, so people are using bottled water to bathe.
We don't even have facilities to take a shower. You have to use a zinc to wash off. And if you can imagine 2,600 people with four zincs to a bathroom, and for the majority, all the portalettes are outside, it's unbearable. 2,600 people using portalettes on a day-to-day basis is tremendous.
Where are you sleeping?
We're sleeping on the floor here, but they've given us cots to sleep on. I'll give them that. They actually have cots enough to distribute to everyone that wants to sleep on a cot. But if you got tuberculosis or anything else, you're going to get it.
You're all squeezed in there.
Yes. We're within about 2 inches away from each other sleeping. Now, the medical unit here, they will supply you with medications. That's fine on that level, but the human condition is not adequate. The mayor came here yesterday and gave a reassurance that things are going to change. And I think they got some handicapped portalettes yesterday, and that's it.
Is there electricity there?
Yeah, we have electricity. There's air on one half of the building, and the other half is no air. But it's circulating enough to go through the entire building. You know, all I'm saying to you is that there's certain other human qualities that could be resolved easily. Everybody's just basically living on their own here.
Sounds like a place you'd want to get out of pretty quickly. When have you been told you can go home?
We have no idea.
No idea.
Maybe the earliest, from the news maybe, but not from this facility. No one's, you know, talking to us about anything other than they make announcements for names when medications come in. That's it.
Mr. Ross, do you think you made the right choice to evacuate from New Orleans?
Oh, I know I did, but I'm not sure if this was the right choice getting here. But I had no choice. I was being evacuated, you know. So six half dozen the other. I'm where I am, but things can be a lot better.
What would be the biggest thing that would help, do you think?
One, well, they did make provisions. Now they got a bus that will come by and take you somewhere else to go take a shower. That provision just happened today. I've been here since Saturday. What's today now? Is it Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay. That gives you an idea how long ago I'm thrown off.
Mr. Ross, I wonder, given how many people had to evacuate the city, whether, looking back, you might say, you know, they did the best they could under very trying circumstances.
From what I've seen of the results of the hurricane, I think I did better staying at home, even without electric and gas and power. I could have survived just as easily.
Mr. Ross, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us. We wish you the best.
I appreciate you listening to us, and God bless all y'all.
That's Wayne Ross of New Orleans speaking to us from the shelter set up at the old Sam's Club warehouse in Shreveport, Louisiana. We did call the Governor's Office of Homeland Security for response about the shelter. Nothing yet.